This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly Snape from Community Waikato, and have with me the amazing people from the Glenview Community Centre. Welcome, Ro and Waikura.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Good to see you guys here today. It's been a little while since we caught up, and exciting times at the moment. I asked you to come in because I see you advertising an extremely cool function that you've got going on, the Connection Cafe.
Yeah, so we're doing a soft launch of our Connection Cafe come Wednesday the 8th of October.
We're going to tell everyone all about that, but you've also got a heap of stuff happening. Waikato, you've been leading a co-YO program. I'd really love to talk to you a bit about that today, and also what's coming up. And you guys are always busy.
Always busy. That's how we roll in Hamilton South, Holly.
That's right, you know it. We just set the tone for the city, right?
Ooh, we certainly do. That's why we're called the gateway to Hamilton, the heart of the city.
You know it. And here's the mayor right here.
Of Hamilton South, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of mayors, we are in an election time, right?
Yeah.
And we know that Hamilton City generally hasn't had the greatest turnout rates. And we know communities like ours as well in the Hamilton South have been even more poorly represented at times, right? So tell me a bit about what your solution for this is.
What is my solution? Well, I don't know. I just keep talking, keep harassing, stalking our whānau to really get that out there. It's a really important process to be a part of.
It's hard when people don't know who they're voting for, right? But you guys have done some stuff to help there too.
Yeah, so we've got an event coming up in the next week called Roll Up and Vote.
Yeah.
And as well as our soft launch for our Connection Cafe, we're going to give whānaus the opportunity to bring down their voting papers as well. I know some of our whānaus are a little bit overwhelmed, don't understand the process. There's been comments about, what is the point? I can't be bothered. And we totally understand that. But we've kind of opened the door and let them know that, you know, if they don't understand this process, then come in and have a chat with me and our staff, and we will help them through that. And it's great that community centres and houses throughout Kirikiriroa have been given a ballot box.
Yes.
So then we can encourage our whānaus that come.
It's kind of helpful because lots of post boxes have been removed from around the city, right? So I was thinking I better vote, and I go past where our box is down Fitzroy. It's gone. Apparently it's been gone for months and months. Didn't even realise. So it is very handy our community houses have these spaces and places
great,
to vote.
Because sadly some of our whānau don't even know where the local library is, their local libraries are. So it's great that we're able to capture the whānau as they come, whether they visit us or whether they come to attend some of our programs or events.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this voting's a little different as well in that we've got two different types of voting in the form. One is an STV vote and one is a first-past-the-post vote. People don't even need to know those names, right? Some of them your number, some of them your tick.
Yeah.
That's right.
But the voting papers do show you what you need to do, right?
Yeah. But even that, some of our whānau don't even understand that process. So we've been really privileged to have Kawe and Kirsty from Tauticura that have come out and run some workshops.
Some good people.
Community workshops.
And the Kauai'o kids were involved in that, right, Waikura? So tell us a bit about what happened there.
So we had an opportunity to get Kirsty in to come talk about the Māori wards. And alongside that, we had Javea come in just to talk about her process of going through elections and wanting to become a candidate.
Yes.
Just so our rangatahi could have a look at the different types of leadership that are out there.
And she is a firecracker, right, Javea? She is just full energy. I just think it's so brave. She's been stepping up and stepping into the space and running. And I've been to a few Meet the Candidates sessions, and she's out there and she's talking the good talk. So it's awesome. And it's interesting, you know, talking about individual standing, and sometimes this is one of the hardest parts, is saying, well, when I read the little booklet that you get, it's hard to still know. They don't have a lot to say who they are. And how do I know who I'm actually voting for?
It's been really cool that we've hosted a couple of Meet the Candidate events at our centre. And it's really cool that our whānaus will come in with their little booklets,
yes,
with the portfolios of the candidates,
that's the key.
And they're writing notes.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to read their portfolio and what they stand for, but actually coming and meeting with them, asking questions, hearing from them as well. And when we throw some community questions at them, it's really good to see how they can respond on the spot.
You get a very clear sense quickly about who really knows their communities and who really doesn't.
And for me this year, personally, I really wanted to hear from the candidates that were new and I didn't know about. So I was really keen to hear what they were going to bring, or what they stand for and what they were going to bring to the table.
Yeah.
And their knowledge of our community. I'm precious about our Hamilton South community.
When I did some research on community boards and did some advocacy unsuccessfully around establishing community boards throughout Hamilton, it was really evident doing the research where representation in our city has come from. And the Hamilton South area has been significantly underrepresented. We don't have people coming from our communities, Fitzroy, Bader, Melville, Glenview, Deanwell. We don't have many people who have come from that space represent our community. So that voice has been absent. So I think you don't necessarily have to live somewhere to know somewhere. But it does. It shows when someone clearly doesn't know a community, right?
For sure, for sure. Yeah. And then I'm just looking at you when you're talking about we don't have a voice for Hamilton South, and I'm like looking at you, Holly. No, don't look away.
Yeah, it was funny, I was talking to Jeremy and Matthew from Creative and Sport, and we're like, one day we'll run as a three. Bringing sports, community and arts to our community.
Beautiful.
So look, tell me a bit about this launch, because I love what you're doing here. This is cool and this is innovative.
Yes. It's one of our overnight kind of just wake up in the morning and got an idea.
And Ro has
kind
gone,
of moments.
This is what I'm going to start.
Yeah, and then my team goes, rolls their eyes and go, here we go again. I thought we weren't doing any more events this year. Anyway, the idea is the Connection Cafe, which is basically providing a space where people can come and feel safe. We're going to manaaki people as they come in. And connect.
Brilliant.
So we want to manaaki agencies, we want to manaaki our whānaus, and you don't have to be from Hamilton South. The important part is just connecting with people, building relationships, and being informed about all the different services that are available in Kerikeriroa.
It's a wonderful idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
In a really informal way, cafe setting.
So I hear cafe and I'm thinking food. So
yes,
are you going to feed me as well?
Yes, yes. And we're not just doing your normal bushels coffee.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to use real coffee beans. And actually, we've got our, we had training the other day.
Oh, barista training.
We had barista training.
Love it.
But that was kind of an internal fail.
You're not selling it right now.
I know, it's an internal fail. But I'm sure, even if it doesn't serve us, tastes great. It's served with love.
Yeah. So soft launch is the Wednesday, the 8th of October from 10 to 1.
Yes.
Glenview Community Centre, you're based on the corner of Tommen and Glenview Terrace.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So really nice little spot. Where are you doing it? Like in the big, like what part of the space are you doing this?
Yeah, so in the main hall
nice.
Of our community centre, we've got soft couches. We've got, it's going to be set up like a pretty awesome cafe setting. Taken from, and we had Mal from Te Whare Kokona that came down and helped us kind of set the scene and help us do a layout for our cafe.
She's kind of, it's like a superpower, isn't
it? I know.
Yeah, she's very good at that.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And so she goes, you know, it's like the Friends Cafe, that cafe on that program Friends.
Yeah.
That sitcom Friends or whatever. And I was like, okay, Anyway, it's set up like that, and it's pretty awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Such a cool idea.
Yeah.
And that people can also vote while they're there, right?
Because definitely.
This is the 8th, so, you know, voting papers have to be in by the 11th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's cut off. If it's not in a box, then you have missed out on having your say. So if you are still thinking, I still need to do it, but I haven't quite done it, I think this is the place to go and the way to do it.
For sure. Just if you happen to have your voting papers in your handbag, in your back pocket, want to bring it along, please do.
Yeah.
We are going to, for anybody, and we get excited every time we see envelope hit our ballot box, we'll provide free smoothies. So we're going to go up another level. Not only are we going to provide latte or hot chocolates, haven't quite mastered the art of white chocolate mocha yet, but we will get there, or long black. Then we're going to throw in a smoothie as well and some treats.
So I love that. I've actually got 3 voting papers to drop off, and I'm feeling a little tempted to pop your way.
Cool, do that. So, yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday the 8th, 10 to 1, with plenty of time to get there, chill out, hang out, meet the community.
Yep. That's right. No formalities, no porphyry, just come in, very informal.
See your new amazing mural on the side of your whare.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so through the Creative Arts Program that we were involved with Creative Waikato and other community houses and Community Waikato, we were able to, we had a couple of artists that we worked with over a 6-month period, and it was really cool. Ashi, our artist at the time, was, you know, really keen to kind of do some work.
Yeah.
And, so we kind of just talked about it more, and then he was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, amazing.
And it came to life at a whanau day that we had, which was really cool. So he put the draft up on the wall and then finished it off over a week. Absolutely beautiful. You know, we like bright. We love beautiful. We love colour.
Everywhere you go, you are always dressed in colour. Yeah.
We love that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it was kind of like a walkway of colourfulness going into our main hall, which is pretty cool.
And it feels so right, you know. Like, I'd sort of thought when I could see, and I thought, oh, this is going to really change the place, you know. Yeah. And it kind of did, but it kind of didn't. Like, it just felt like, oh, this is what should have been here the whole way along, eh?
Yeah, it was like a blue corridor walking up to the front door, and now it's just a beautiful corridor walking up to the... It's like a catwalk. Nah.
Yeah. It might as well be, eh? Tell us about the other things you've got going on at the whare at the moment.
Yeah, so in the evening of the 8th of October, we'll be doing a roll-up and vote. So it's be a drive-through.
Oh,
yeah,
cool
so
idea.
People can drive through, drop their votes off into the ballot box, pick up a free sausage sizzle and a hot drink. And that's all happening at the Hamilton South Baptist Church.
Nice.
Because it's such a busy road.
That's a great idea.
On Ahopo Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can quickly just drive through, drop your vote off, grab a hot drink, grab a sausage sizzle.
On your way home.
On your way home.
Tell the kids, sorry, sort yourselves out. I've already had a feed.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
So that's happening from 5 to 7 next Wednesday as well, the 8th of October. So that's roll up and vote. What else have we got going, Waikura?
We've got Tuku Tuku panel workshop with Moana Williams. And that's coming up in the next couple of weeks.
So tell me about why you've decided to do, because this is amazing, right? Tuku Tuku panels, they are beautiful. Do you want to explain, actually, to the listeners, what a panel is?
So in Whare Nui, on the sides of the whare, you have Tuku Tuku panels, and they're pretty much there to tell a story, whether it be of the journey of the marae and the iwi, or of the different rangatira or chiefs that have passed through and the stories that they have shared.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what a Tuku Tuku panel is. And the idea came up, I believe Ro brought the idea to us with Moana Williams coming in and being like, hey, this is kind of what I'm wanting to do.
And they're made out of, like, flax and... Or are you using...
Originally they are, but Moana brought...
It's quite contemporary the way she's doing it, eh?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and different colours and stuff as well. Yep. Yeah, yep. Awesome.
Beautiful colours. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, me overnight looking at something and then kind of, kapow, guys, got an idea for another event.
You're a barista one day and you're a tuku panellist the next.
A creative artist another day.
I mean, this is the fun of running a community house, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we're super excited about that. Next month, we've got our annual general meeting actually coming up on Wednesday, the 22nd of October at 6 p.m. at the Glenview Community Centre. So, no, you don't have to come along and you'll be put on a voluntold to be on our board, but you can come along and just be nosy, be curious about what we do.
When is that?
That's on Wednesday, the 22nd of October, at 6 o'clock. So we'll be hosting our AGM. So come along to that. We're also going to be running a couple of Whare Frugal workshops leading up to Christmas, and we've got the awesome Mel from Te Whare Kokona who will be running those evening workshops. For us, thanks to some funding we got to run these waste minimisation workshops. So she'll be running a couple workshops. One will be about frugal Christmas presents, and the other one will be around food for Christmas.
I think they're both fantastic ideas, right? And it's really scary, but we need to start thinking about this now. Crazy, eh? You know, the year goes so fast. So I love the idea of frugal Christmas presents. Maybe we could rename it something else. Can't think of anything off the top of my head. But yeah, so it's really about, with a new idea. But it is such a cool idea, and I love the idea of creating, you know, rather than just going out and buying cheap, if you know what I mean. It's more about what we give from our heart as well.
And if you know Mel, she's absolutely all of
that. She doesn't do anything by halves either, right? Yep. Like, it will not look frugal. That's what I'm thinking.
That's right.
Yeah.
For sure. So we're excited about her doing that for our community in the month of November. And then we've got the last community dinner, South Community, which will be on Friday, the 28th of November.
Wow.
And that'll be hosted at Glenview.
Cool.
But it'll be the last one for the year. And I was just thinking yesterday to my team, guys, it's like 3 months and then that's it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's it.
That's our 2025 done and dusted. Where has the year gone?
No, right. It just, they are flying by. They're flying by. But it's good times, so, and good things happening.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing amazing work down there. Waikato, I want to ask you a little bit about Kōwaiō, and this has been a bit of a vision of yours as well, and you've put a lot of heart into the program.
Yeah.
You were away when I was getting some feedback about it,
yes.
And it was amazing to hear, you know, some of the incredible things that the kids got involved with. Can you talk me through a little bit about why you called it Kōwaiō and what it is intended to be?
So the idea came about when I was volunteering at Te Whare Kokonga, and Ro was managing there, and she had talked about having a youth something.
Yes.
And so alongside Charles Clover from our Neighbours Aotearoa, we got together and just, you know, talked about what type of outcomes do we want for our rangatahi. And so the Kōwaiō program came about. Kōwaiō means who am I?
Yeah.
And so that was the basis of the kaupapa, trying to get our rangatahi out into different spaces to see whether or not that's the sort of pathway that they wanted in terms of career.
Yep.
We were fortunate enough to be able to be a part of a music video that happened with Creative Waikato.
Yep.
So
there are other things I think is amazing. One of the initiatives I thought was beautiful were the young people determining wanting to do have a day together and go out and, you know, have some fun at the, what's it called, the time, you know, video games. Doing all that kind of stuff together. Yep. It's really cool. But the idea then that they needed to fundraise for it, so budget, like, you know, some financial literacy, some planning, you know, some customer service. Like, there's just so many skills that they learn through experimenting with something, but it's also about taking control of what it is they want and finding a pathway to achieve it. I thought a very smart way to, you know, engage the young people.
Yeah.
And how do you think they've gone through with some of the activities they were involved with? How do you think they, you know, what do you think they've got out of it?
I think the thought process that actually goes behind that sort of stuff is something that, while we were all sitting around the table, we had Ro with us, we had Mama and Charles, and we all took little groups, and you could just see them like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I didn't actually know that this is what we had to think about when a fundraiser comes around.
Yeah, normally
it's just the students rock up on the day and then...
And then they just flip sausages, right? Yeah, but they actually took leadership.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think that's amazing. That's what Growing Leaders is about, is allowing people to step into the space.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Yeah.
And also involving them in conversations around Māori wards and understanding civic responsibility. And I thought that was quite, you know, and innovative. You know, and I'm sure it wasn't necessarily immediately exciting to young people, we're going to talk politics. But it affects every part of our lives, right? Mm.
For sure. And that's what I try and encourage and let the whānaus know when they come. It's like really important when we talk about, you know, our footpaths being really uneven.
Yeah.
We need more lighting in our parks so that our tamariki are feeling safe when they're playing at the parks.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. They don't actually understand that, you know, them voting.
Yeah. Either enables that or creates barriers to more of that happening, depending on who you vote for. Yeah.
But I can just see that there's this overwhelmness. Like, I guess voting for some of our whānaus is probably the last thing they think of. They're just there to get kai on the table.
Yes.
But if we can try and keep opening up that door, encouraging them to vote and working with them to understand the process. And that we can walk alongside them through that process. Then certainly. But there is one important question in our voting paper, and it's all about, do we retain our Māori ward seats?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. These are really critical questions around representation as well. So it is critical to think through and critical to have your voice. If someone is sort of listening going, oh, I'd like to, but I've got no idea where to start, when would they rock on up to see you guys? If they went, you know what, I'd just like to talk to someone about it. When, like, I'm assuming you're going to say, yes, you're welcome to come in and chat to us about this.
Yeah, so the Connection Cafe is a good start.
Yeah,
absolutely. Next Wednesday, the 8th of October. Otherwise, any time between 9 and 3, Monday through to Friday, is good for us.
Yep.
And Waikura will be available to take those.
I love you being voluntold.
Anybody in our team.
Yeah.
But I rock on up there 3 days a week to all our whānaus that come to receive the free kai that we distribute out. And it's a captured audience every time for me to go out there and just... I'm sure they're just rolling their eyes or just looking at me. This is like the 100th time you told me no. But, hey, I'm really passionate about civic engagement for all whānaus.
Yeah, and we only get a chance once every 3 years. So,
I know.
You know, this is your opportunity to step up and step into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just mention one more event? Because we've been working with Te Whare Kōkina on a couple of collab events.
Yes.
And we've just finished our Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori activities. So then we're rocking into Christmas time. And so we're going to be hosting another event on Saturday the 6th of December from 5 till 8 p.m. And that'll be at the Glenview Community Centre, but it'll be called the Southside Christmas. So that focuses all around Christmas carols. And so we'll be having live entertainment, an opportunity for people to buy kai and maybe those last-minute gifts leading up to Christmas. We also got recreators who are coming along and doing an upcycle jewellery making workshop as part of
the same time. Yeah.
At the same time.
Fantastic.
So absolutely free event. You can rock on down. You can walk down.
Do you say carpool. From 5?
From 5 till 8.
5 till 8.
Yeah.
That sounds marvellous.
Yeah, so we'll have the marketplace kicking off from 5. So will the workshop, jewellery workshop. And then from 6 o'clock, we'll have our stage entertainment taking off.
Excellent. And I know that you always have amazing performers.
Mm.
I imagine you're going to have your Waiata group performing as well.
Yes. Well, we'll be back up and running come next week.
Brilliant. Oh, so if
school,
people want
to
so if people want to get involved and be able to participate as well as a performer, you could come and join your Waiata group,
yeah,
right?
Or even if you didn't want to perform, you just want to come along.
Yeah.
And Waiata Wednesday with us, and that's at Te Whare Kokona.
Yeah.
From 6:30 to 7:30, and we do school terms only.
Nice.
So we'll be starting up shortly.
Yeah. So that is Te Whare Kokonga is 58 Beta Street, mm-hmm. or more easily recognisable as the corner of Beta Street and Pine Avenue.
Yes.
So people should rock on up to that. We have 3 minutes.
Okay.
So let's go through all the things that people need to know. You got your 8th of October.
Soft launch of
soft
the Connection
launch.
Cafe.
Fantastic. You've got the final dinner for
South Community.
Yep.
On Friday the 28th of November at the Glenview Community Centre.
So that's going to be amazing.
And then we've got Southside Christmas.
Southside.
On Friday. No, that's a Saturday.
Saturday.
On 6th of December.
Yes.
Anyway, you can go to our Facebook page or you can call in to the community centre. We're on the corner of Glenview Terrace and Tommen Road. Bring us a banana cake with chocolate icing and cream in the middle and we'll put the jug on. And if you need to know more information, please rock on in. And don't forget, voting closes on Saturday the 11th of October at midday.
Yep, so get your papers in. It is essential.
Essential.
That we have a really good turnout this time.
Yes,
I think Hamilton was like the lowest in like the country or very close to.
Mm.
You know, we had a shocking turnout last time. So I'm very hopeful that this time people will step up and into this and go, you know what, yeah. A lot of people on the East Ward running. They've got like an insane number of candidates. Ours feels
great
a little
candidates.
More manageable though, right, on the West Ward. So, and if you just need to know a little bit more about it, there are some fantastic pamphlets. There's still Meet the Candidate session going on throughout Hamilton City. You can find all those details on the Hamilton City Council website and what's on. So do check that kind of stuff out as well. And I think, you know, that's pretty much us.
That's
for
right.
This week. Yeah, pretty much. Glenview Community Centre, open from 9 till 3, based down corner of Tommen and Glenview Terrace. Wonderful, friendly place to go. Lots of services as well. We didn't even touch on them today.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
It was too busy.
There's so much
happening in Hamilton
you're
South.
Throwing parties all over the show.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're good things, but yeah. So, look, thank you so much. I really always appreciate your time, both Waikura and Mayor of Hamilton South. Road Toa. Thank you very much. And you have been listening to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.